In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Comic-Con update,
automatic for your car,
and Ninja Turtles with big dicks. All this and a voicemail coming up next.
Bear Podcast 529.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting to bump into big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you again, so I'm just scrub there, fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute,
white. Has two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And joining us today, fresh from Comic-Con, Tony.
Hey.
You can actually say something so they can hear you. Yeah, oh, okay. So Tony has been our guest before on Chaser Show.
Yes.
God, when was that?
It was probably about
was
two,
like
three years ago.
2-3 years ago, yeah.
2-3 years
also
ago.
Also back in the apartment, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because you were, how is the CBC?
It's trugging along.
Trugging along.
It's hard because of the animosity with some chasers.
Oh, really? Oh. So explain what CBC is. What the CBC is.
The Chub and Bear Chasers. We are a group of chasers that are basically like Nard and myself.
That's right.
Who have an appreciation for guys that are bigger and hairier or older.
Just like the guy right behind the camera?
Exactly.
Oh, right beside the camera.
Right beside the camera.
So, we have an in-studio guest also, Jason, there. Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Okay, let's do some weekend updates. Yours is going to be so meaty because you just came from Comic-Con. Ray, what have you been doing?
Meaty.
Yes. Meaty. Very meaty. Ray, what did
you
do? I did
absolutely nothing this weekend, so there are no updates.
Didn't you do like yard work or watch a movie?
Just a little bit. We went and saw Lucy, and that was about it.
Oh, Lucy?
Yes.
I saw Lucy, too.
What did y'all think?
I liked it. I thought it was
I don't know. I liked the beginning, and then towards the end, laser beams. I don't know. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it. That's why I was asking.
Okay. Right. I liked it. Me and Robbie both liked the director, and I'm trying to remember what his name is. He's a French guy, but he directed Fifth Element, the original, Nikita.
Nikita, okay.
And he always has great soundtracks and good storylines. So.
Okay. I like Fifth Element, so I'm interested.
One thing I can say about it, though, it's, imagine Lawnmower Man, make it female.
Kinda,
right? Did you watch Lawnmower Man before?
Yeah, I was
with Jeff Fahey.
It was a lot more action in this than Lawnmower Man.
Well, that's right. You're the youngest.
Probably
here,
better graphics too.
Yeah.
So Lucy starting. I feel like the redeeming factor there is that it's the voice of her. You watch her, right? With
oh, that's right. With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, and the voice of the OS is Scarlett Johansson, and
I did not know that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because you couldn't only hear her. Yeah, she's got an awesome voice, and
but she's got an awesome everything.
Awesome everything.
First white
if
girl.
If you were straight or a white girl.
Okay, so what else? I didn't do anything much this weekend. Also, I just hung out with a couple of friends, watched movies. Oh, watched Hercules.
Hercules.
That's the
exactly
one with, the Rock, right?
Yeah, with the Rock. They're actually chanting that Hercules. The people, right? Yeah. I was just doing that.
It Hercules, probably wasn't Hercules. in a Eddie Murphy voice, though.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I did it a little.
Michael Douglas always did make me moist.
Okay, so that's pretty much it. So how about now? We have to go to you now, the Comic-Con guy. When did you arrive there? When did you arrive to San Diego?
San Diego, I arrived Wednesday morning, but I originally flew into Los Angeles and drove to San Diego. Mm-hmm. So I didn't officially get into San Diego until about noon Wednesday.
Okay.
Why'd you go to LA? Just cheaper, or
it was cheaper. I saved about $300. So.
Wow! Yeah, that's real. Yeah, that's real good.
So it was it would have been a lot more expensive to just fly there.
Or you could take the train down. You can do that.
I could have done that, but I had a friend who was already driving.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Yeah.
Is it true that people, you let other people drive there? You don't, people don't like driving in San Diego?
Yes.
Yes.
I drove in San Diego.
You drove there?
It's
Mike drove around and he dropped me off. Remember 2011? Yeah, 2011 I went with Tony to Comic-Con also, and Mike was my driver.
That is, honestly, that is the best way to go about it. Parking there can be up to $80 a day.
What?
I saw parking that was from $80 to $100 a day.
That's crazy. And people would do it.
It's a
full car lot.
every parking lot and parking garage in downtown San Diego is full.
Cool, yeah.
The year that I saw you there, we parked at the Horton Plaza, which is like a mile away.
Then you have to walk all the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The best thing to do is find a hotel that's on the train line. Just get out, walk from the hotel to the train, get on the train, buy your weekend pass, because they have like a weekend pass. And
the best thing to do is to get a hotel room at the Hilton or Marriott that's right next door.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. How much? Those are already booked.
That's true.
Like 300 the night.
Like all the Marvel and DC execs and the movie execs, they're all stuck there. So.
As you can see, this is going to be a very Comic-Con show. Okay, so you arrived there. What was in Hall H that you saw?
I did not get into Hall H.
You did not?
No. And
why not?
I had about 15 friends of mine that all tried, but only one of them got in.
Oh.
It is, every year it gets
worse.
Because
of the line.
Yes, every year it gets worse. They estimated that the line for Hall H this year was about 2 miles long.
Wow.
If you've never been to Comic-Con, Hall H is like the big mega hall. It's like they turn into an auditorium, and this is where they do the Star Wars panels, the Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, all those big, huge panels take place in Hall H.
All the major studios do their panels there.
So, literally, people wrap all the way around the building and down the street and across the bay, and it gets really funny. I got to go to Hall H twice when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get in there, you stay in there and you do not leave for the day.
So I made a mistake back then. Because, well, I only had a ticket for Friday, Saturday back then. I remember back then I got in and I saw William Shatner and Scott Bakula. Mm-hmm. And
well, I got in on when Heroes was big.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And got to see the Heroes panel. And all that stuff. And when I got there, I stayed there. Once that panel was done, and you just stay there.
That's what you do. And I hear they even serve food in there now.
Well, that's good. Because they notice people are staying too long.
Yeah, because now they serve food. They actually have
food stations. But how about restroom breaks?
They have restrooms inside there.
There's all restrooms and everything in there, yeah. It's just getting in through the doors of the hall. I mean, it's
once you're in, you're in.
And that's what they keep talking about, that San Diego's either got to get a bigger convention center.
Now they're building on to add to that convention center. Yeah, it's going to expand towards the bay.
So what was the highlight for you that Friday?
For the Friday. Friday was the first day that I started meeting celebrities.
Okay.
So every year that I go, I always run into a few celebrities. But they're never celebrities that I'm interested in. Like, I ran into Ron Perlman once.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's a nice guy and everything, but he's not someone I would go out of my way to meet.
Okay. You just saw him anyway. Hey,
yeah.
He's no Hagrid.
Huh?
He's no Hagrid.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's Hagrid.
He's no Nick Frost.
It's not Nick Frost. Which is there.
I ran into Conan O'Brien once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice guy. I ran into Jason Stackhouse. Yes. Ryan Kwanten.
Yeah.
He would not let me make out with him.
Oh, not? Oh, that's so sad.
He would not let me make out with him. I thought it would have been amazing, but
Jason Stackhouse. Okay.
This year I met the cast of The Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
You'll
be all over that, Ray.
I saw the picture with him and Ian, and I was just like, oh, shit.
Well, the lead character, I didn't get a picture with him, but okay. I met him. On TV Guide had a TV Guide party on their yacht, and I met him on there, which was amazing because Nintendo sponsored it. So
you went to a yacht?
Yeah, it was really, really, really nice. I was the most underdressed person.
Underdressed because everyone's in cosplay?
Well, no, because everybody was super wealthy.
Oh, really? Yeah, and you're just
I'm just in my t-shirt and shorts from Comic-Con. And these are movie executives and TV producers and, you know, just wealthy people and celebrities. I have my Comic-Con badge and t-shirt shorts.
Oh, you have a badge.
But it was a lot of fun. Meeting the celebrities was awesome. Mm-hmm. If anyone watches True Blood, I met the guy that plays Steve Newland. I think it's Michael McMillan, I think is his name.
The one who became a vampire?
The preacher that became a vampire.
Yeah. I remember him.
Super, super nice guy. We chatted with him for about 10 minutes. A lot taller than I thought. I didn't recognize him at first because his hair is a different color.
Oh, okay.
But he's a geek as well. He was walking around the con, buying comic books and stuff. He was really nice. I met John Barrowman.
Oh, really?
He was really nice. I could not take a picture with him. The con had rules. He could not take pictures because it would cause too much of a mess in the hall. Too many people would want pictures.
Oh, really?
Okay. So
yeah. Plus, when he's down there signing them, he's charging for them too. So.
I haven't.
It's like the one we got.
Noticed that.
Like the one I, yeah, the one like I, the got. One I got. Yeah, I paid for them. Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yes, you buy them and you go stand in line.
Can't you do a, you know.
Now, if you're standing in line and you see him, you can take a picture of him, but it's not like stopping him and taking a picture with him. That's not
what
they're
doing.
They're very strict about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, because I tried doing that with William Shatner. And William Shatner actually, from what I've heard, hires big bodyguards purposely because he can hide behind them.
Yeah,
and I was unable to get pictures of him because these guys were.
Oh, really?
You know. That,
so
you
were
know,
the bodyguards hot? No, they're not. Sorry, Jason. Well, it's just for me.
The boyfriend just woke up.
They were attractive.
There you go.
But
I like William Shatner's taste. Okay. Okay. Did you go? On costume?
No. I have...
You were Robin Hood. Robin Hood. Sorry. Robin.
I was Robin 1 year.
You're Robin 1 year.
At a different convention. Okay. But if you... Anyone that does cosplay, they have to account for pictures and being stopped every 5 minutes for a picture. And if they want to buy anything or do any kind of shopping, they have to... They need somebody to help them do that because it's hard to... get anywhere in a costume, let alone anywhere to buy stuff. So, yes.
Okay. But the Pretty Little Muscle Boys that walk around, they love to have their picture
taken. So, so okay, among all those, which one's the favorite that you had a picture with?
Of the celebrities or the cosplayers?
Oh, the cosplayers.
I have a picture of a guy who dressed up as Aquaman.
Which Aquaman?
Which the blonde hair, the long blonde haired guy.
Blonde hair.
Yes, cute.
And funny you say that is because he is well known throughout the conventions as Aquaman. He does that every year at
Okay. He's known as the Aquaman. So
I took a picture with him and I showed the picture to a friend of mine and he named him right off the back. He already knew him. Apparently he's in the cosplaying world, he's pretty famous.
Okay. Wow.
I mean he is.
Explain what cosplay is for people.
Oh, cosplay is when people dress up in costumes and go to the conventions. So
yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like Halloween except year round.
Yeah, pretty much.
An excuse. So that was Saturday. What else happened in Saturday? So during Saturday.
The great thing about the expansion of Comic-Con is that they do something every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't do 30 million things during a day.
Yes, the city doesn't want to lose Comic-Con's business, so. They do whatever they can.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They will hold mini cons around the city. They will hold, there's a zombie run.
Oh, nice.
MTV had a big party at Petco Park. I think that was either Friday or Saturday night. So there's all kinds of things you can do. So every night there's something different. There's at least 10 parties you can go to.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people.
Outside.
A lot of people throw. Parties in their hotel rooms or at the hotel bars,
and those are the fun things to go to.
those are quite fun. I think someone threw a big party for Jim Lee, who's a famous comic book artist.
Oh,
because mm-hmm. He turns 50 like next week.
So, oh, really?
Okay. I mean, there's just so much to do, and I did several of them.
Okay.
So we went, we did the yacht party, we did some of the bars, just all kinds of things.
So what was your favorite session?
Or panel. I went to a few panels, and my favorite panel was the DC Digital panel I went to. DC has started this huge campaign to promote their digital comic books. So they have all these plans that are like way down the line. They have plans for their digital books that are like for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like Marvel has all these plans for their movies. DC has all these plans for their digital comic books. And it was very interesting, all these new stories that are going to be coming out, these new characters, characters that are being created by, you know, celebrities who want to get into the game.
Really? Yeah, you're already rich, and you want to be rich more?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Conan O'Brien has the Big C, who's a superhero he's created.
Big C, really?
Yeah.
He's one of the Big C.
The comic book industry is not what it used to be. It has expanded so much. I remember in high school...
It's all about tie-ins.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all about... basically, it's all about money.
It's all about money.
And everyone's starting to see that geeks like us are willing to pay that money.
Yeah.
So everyone's trying to get in it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. One last question. How was the smell?
It's funny you should ask. Because,
I was just guessing.
Because that is something people ask all the time.
So how was it?
It was a little better.
A little better? Compared to last year, it was better.
Because a lot of people don't realize that conventions can they can get a little bit smelly.
The stormtroopers' uniforms are hot, folks.
Yes, people in cosplay. The average nerd is a little overweight, which is a plus for me, but maybe not for everybody. But big guys, they tend to sweat and they tend to smell, and you have...
And also people who are in line for hours and hours, exactly. So you'll be sweating and...
It was a better, I think,
Is anyone walking around with Glade?
I think someone was walking around
Wonder Glade?
I think someone was walking around with a cologne, maybe. Smelling like cologne.
Cologne and sweat. Oh, that's not so good. Okay, that's exciting. Oh my god, we should go again at some point.
One day I'll be back.
I remember before.
You can do cosplay, dress up as Bear Man.
Yeah, okay,
you can, I did that.
The story.
Alpha Bear.
Alpha Bear.
Alpha Bear and what was it?
But come on, he's
Chaser
not really
Boy. Chaser Boy. Yeah. Alpha Bear and Chaser Boy.
I'm not Alpha Bear anymore. I'm like old retired Bear now.
You're kind of an Omega now.
I'm more like old bitter bear.
Kind of
now.
A grumpy bear.
Grumpy
bear.
Yeah.
Instead of grumpy
did
cat.
Did you see Daniel Radcliffe running around in costume? In Spider-Man costume?
Funny you should mention that, but because a few years ago, I ran into a Spider-Man, and I bumped him by accident, and I didn't realize until about 20 minutes later it was Justin Timberlake.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because about 20 minutes
later... He started singing?
No, well, he had done something online and took a picture or something, and I was like, I just bumped into that guy, and it was Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, a lot of stars will dress up in outfits or...
Yeah.
Uniforms and mask, and you don't realize who they are until it's like, oh shit. Yeah. So
now you know what to do now in your next Comic-Con. You have to look at these people who are wearing full masks and everything this easily with Spider-Man or Batman, maybe.
You're just in time.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Oh, you don't look underneath there.
Yes, it's Dick in a Box.
Dick in a Box. It is
spandex.
It is Justin Timberlake.
That's Raphael from the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Ninja Turtles.
Okay. All right. Along with Comic-Con that went on, we get a lot of movie information this year at Comic-Con. A lot of teasers and spoilers. So you didn't get to see the Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman trailer?
I saw it. I didn't see it in Hall H because I didn't get in.
But you have friends.
But I have friends.
So they just texted you.
This is what happened. It's awesome.
Pretty much. And yeah, pretty much. I have a group of friends that we've created a network, so to speak, that we text and call each other when something major is going on, or we'll video something and send it to everybody. And I was able to see the Batman Superman teaser, which I wish y'all had because it's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah. It has been announced today, though, that it's not an official. It's not any footage that they're going to use in the movie.
Oh,
it's official.
Of course not.
It's
of course
official, not. But it's not going to be in the movie.
Yeah. It's an official trailer, but it's not going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they do that a lot. So.
Yeah. And it's not going. They're not going. So they're not going to release it online.
Oh, that's.
And they actually said in the article that it was just for the attendees of Comic-Con.
Oh. So that's why nothing's going to get leaked.
Yeah, that's the thing about Comic-Con. You get these special things just for Comic-Con. And then some of the panels you go in, especially TV shows, you'll be going in there and they'll say something and it'll be very vague about what it is. And you go in there and it's like a whole new TV show. Like, and they sit there and let you watch it.
Yeah. And then the following year, it's as popular as Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang, yeah. So, because there have been a couple of those. Like, we went there for the Heroes panel. That year, I got in on the Heroes panel at Hall H. Well, along with that, you got to see the first two episodes of the season.
Oh, really?
Wow. So, I mean, it was like 90 minutes, or first two seasons of Heroes that you got to see.
No commercials.
So, and it's like, and it wasn't all completely edited. All the soundtrack and stuff wasn't there, but they put it out there so, you know, you can see it, and it's pretty cool. So, but some of the big announcements that came through. Let's see. Legendary Pictures got... announced that the classic Kaiju Monsters, Mothra.
Kaiju Monsters.
I can't see this shit. It's too small. Monsters Mothra. How'd you say that one? Ghidorah?
Ghidorah and Rodan.
And Rodan are going to be in the play next, for Godzilla 2, so it's coming.
Yeah. Gojira!
And it was the... And the thing they're saying is talking about Godzilla 2 years ago when they... throw the teaser out there for it is what convinced the people to financially back Godzilla.
Yeah.
Because the teaser was so good at Comic-Con and everybody went crazy over it that they like backed them for it. So.
And it was a big success.
Yes, yeah. It was a big success.
The product placement. Oh, God.
There was also a preview for a King Kong movie.
Yeah, it's called Skull Island. It's going to be a prequel and show the origins
of King Kong.
Well, the whole thing about that, it kind of bombed. The preview kind of bombed because people didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When they watched it, so.
And then they realized later. Okay.
Well, I think everyone is skeptical because the last King Kong reboot was done by Tim Burton with Jack Black about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it was terrible. And obviously there was a cut in between. They were trying to catch the first part. They're trying to catch King Kong, and then the next part is in the city. It's in New York.
Well, it's like the movie, but it's just more detail.
Yeah.
Marvel made news at the end of its panel by announcing Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which is coming out this weekend. So 2's coming out in a couple years.
It's going to be the same director.
Same director, but they all knew it was going to be a franchise play. And they also showed Age of Ultron and Ant-Man footage. So. Yep. Was another reason to go to Hall H this year. 20th Century Fox predicted that weekend for Fox would make some kind of major splash. A Fantastic Four X-Men announcement would have done it, or at least some tease footage for one of its superhero properties. Instead, their Hall H panel was so news-free that it was the only major effort I didn't bother to write up, as it was unmemorable. So
they were stingy. They were just...
Well, they don't have anything in play
right
now.
It was either that or they didn't have anything going.
They just finished... They're
you could have done some breakdancing and then give them some more...
Warner Brothers is said to have had the best panel, which is your favorite comic book group. I walked away with the most buzz in the course, unfurled the huge wraparound screen, the Batman vs. Superman reveal, the extended Hobbit panel with Stephen Colbert were hits all in the hall and online, the Mad Max Fury Road panel.
Which was amazing.
Mad Max is really good.
The extended trailer that I saw was pretty amazing, and Charlize Theron is in it.
Oh, really?
And she is amazing already. So
okay,
yeah. And they even get the reviewer. This reviewer, which is, I'm trying to think, what was his name? Josh Dickey, that's his name. Actually, gave a thumbs up for Jupiter Ascending. coming out this fall.
That's so. What Channing Tatum, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. What do you think, Jason, Channing Tatum?
Meh.
Yeah. Oh, it's a meh?
So, Lionsgate didn't do anything because they got everything going on with Mockingjay. But did you go to the Peter's
Delicatessen across the street?
Oh, really? They had one?
Yeah, they
I read the book. Yeah. I didn't like the ending.
Yeah, the Hard Rock across the street from the convention center was turned into a cross promotion with Samsung, was a stylish and immersive, beginning with a visit to PETA's bakery for some Panem themed goodies. A trip upstairs to watch the Mockingjay trailer on a Samsung Galaxy tablet. You didn't even need a comic book badge to go, and another smart play, and the event fared much better than several H Hall movies in terms of social chatter, according to Fizzology.
It's a great trailer.
Yeah. So, Paramount Pictures tends to go early. Their Thursday morning panel was made worthwhile by an extended look at Interstellar, which is coming out soon.
I think that's going to be good.
Included Christopher Nolan at Comic-Con. Seeing him alongside Matthew McConaughey was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was his first Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey's first?
No, Christopher Nolan's first Comic-Con.
Christopher Nolan's, okay.
So,
even though he's done the Batman trilogy, it was his first Comic-Con.
Yeah, he never came. So.
He never
went. And the studio rolled out a look at the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just ahead of its August 8th release. So, but that was the big highlights from Hall H. So,
okay, so I guess that ends our Comic-Con segment. Oh my
sorta.
Sorta. There's more Comic-Con coming up.
Yes.
So, if you guys have any comments, if you've been to Comic-Con, let us know. And let us know what your favorite cosplay, what's your favorite panel. And
count your favorite actor at the bathhouse in San Diego.
That's right. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. And the one who's going to take over the gay today is Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, so just read this?
Yeah.
Batman kisses Spider-Man on pre-Comic-Con magazine cover.
That is so wrong. It is not wrong.
It is wrong.
It's not wrong.
Okay.
It's a little wrong.
Depends on which Spider-Man it is.
It wouldn't bother me with any of them.
Well, Andrew Garfield is... more attractive it's like than
a,
Toby.
It's almost like a daddy's son.
Mm. Well, you know, most of the pictures of him kissing is with Robin, so, you know, it's a change.
That's an old news. Okay, yeah. All right, go ahead.
Free monthly Pacific San Diego magazine has two big events this coming week. The city's Gay Pride Festival this weekend and San Diego Comic-Con next week.
Oh my god.
They took the two and combined them with a riff on the Spider-Man Upside Down movie kiss and an unauthorized DC Marvel crossover on this month's cover. As Pride and Comic-Con descend upon San Diego, the time has come to reveal the truth. All heroes are welcome, even when they're kissing their boyfriends. Pacific San Diego Magazine editor-in-chief publisher David Perloff told Fox 5 San Diego, the cover faced split reaction with San Diego Pride voicing their support, while mother Cindy Montoya told Fox 5, I don't want to see it right on the street where my daughter can get it.
Oh, come on.
Perloff also wrote some flirtatious dialogue for Spidey and Bats, secret identities, including Peter Parker promising to walk in the Pride Parade with the Hulk in drag as Wonder Woman.
The Hulk in drag!
That is something I would like to see.
That is awesome, the Hulk in drag.
And for y'all that don't know that about San Diego, it's like, Gay Pride is this weekend, Comic-Con's this weekend. They're always the week apart.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Geek Gay Fest there.
Geek Gay Gay.
And
geek.
Comic-Con is basically a bear run, except most of the guys don't realize they're gay yet.
That's right. They're all in the closet. But no, not really. Most of them are gay. Anyway, it's really exciting. I really, really envy you that you could get to go. You go every year, right?
I do go every year. It is a...
Did you line up for next year's tickets already? You got your tickets for that?
They've changed it the past 2 years.
Oh, they did? Oh, it's online now.
So it's online. You are...
Refresh.
If anyone's ever seen Big Bang Theory...
I've seen it.
Have you seen that episode of Big Bang Theory where they try to get... it is exactly like that.
refresh.
It is exactly like that. Me and my friends all huddled up. We have our watches timed. Everything.
I know how that feels. Yeah. Did you get Jason to work on that refresh for me?
No,
he didn't.
He was asleep.
All right, so let's but still DC, you know, the kissing of Peter Parker and
well, it's not
Batman.
Necessarily Peter Parker and Batman. It's two people in costume.
Oh, okay.
Cosplay.
Two people in costume, but it's not really Batman.
How many Wiccan and What's Weekend's partner's name?
Hulkling.
Hulkling. How many people did you see dressed up as him this weekend?
None. But
you didn't?
Weekend would be a great costume.
Yep. Any...
Because the year I was, the last year I was there, there's a couple guys guessed up, dressed up as Colossus because they'd just come out with him being gay or some crazy
stuff. Oh, okay.
And, yeah,
in a parallel universe, he was gay.
Yeah.
Oh, not in this universe?
And for people that don't know, Wiccan and Hulkling are a teenage gay couple in Marvel Comics.
Mm. When he gets hard.
Who?
Colossus.
It's organic steel.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, let's go on with the geek. Okay. So, Automatic. I haven't read this yet, so I'll be surprised. So, in the future, we will have self-driving cars that weave in and out of traffic and coordinate silently with other vehicles on the road, all while we sit back with a latte reading a book. So, that future is still a ways off, and even when those cars arrive, they will be expensive, but Automatic brings a bit of smart car future to our existing vehicles with a small device that attaches to a car's onboard computer via a port under the steering wheel. It works with most gas-powered cars from 1996 or later.
Do I have this? No. Do I have a port for this?
You think? Yes.
It
yes.
should be. Oh, yeah. Oh, the car Mr. expert. Mechanic. Oh, the mechanic. Okay. I'll ask you more about that. Okay. The hardware syncs with an iPhone app over Bluetooth. There's an Android app coming in December. Automatic pulls data about your engine and driving habits and displays the results on your iPhone so you can save energy and money. It maps out each trip using GPS, tallies gas usage and mileage, and gives you a driving score. Oh, you can gamify it. That's good. When you right, it's a gamification of your speed of your game of your in your car. When your car flashes the dreaded check engine light, it deciphers the code and tells you exactly what the problem is. It even remembers where you parked. Nice.
That will come in handy. Would be very handy.
Yeah.
At my age.
Together, these small steps can add up to a positive environmental impact. When you're burning up fuel unnecessarily by speeding, accelerating too quickly, or slamming on the brakes, the app will make a sound.
Will it be a nagging sound?
Yeah. Slow down! Stop! Slow down! Automatic can... Oh, you need that app. Oh.
I need that app?
Yeah,
I have that app.
Oh, you have that app? Okay.
It's not my fault. He's a bad driver.
Automatic also can detect when you're in a car accident. Well, that's good. If your smartphone is on, has a GPS signal, and is still working, it will automatically contact local authorities and your family members. Automatic. I've seen this on Facebook as an ad, and I think there's a Kickstarter for it or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, how would you get one of these, Jason? No, it's not reliable.
I want anybody tracking where I'm driving.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I know someone who tracks his
movie. No comment.
No comment.
I'm lost.
Somebody we know.
Yeah. Somebody tracks your partner. So anyway.
Really?
On to the bazaar.
Let's go to the bazaar.
Now, this is my favorite bazaar of the evening, or in a while. So Comic-Con executive Michael Bay gives fans sneak peek at Ninja Turtles hyper-realistic CGI genitals. The Ninja Turtles have dicks, folks, believe it or not. And they're just flapping around the screen. just like flapping around the screen.
So you see they actually digitize it as a CGI, and they have different. They have specific cocks for each.
Some are uncut. Some are cut.
Yeah,
but they're all green.
They're all green, and
some are barbed.
One of them is barbed. The head part is barbed.
That's a Prince Albert.
You're right.
And the balls when they even describe it, scrotum, they get shriveled up and stuff like that. But then they're fighting around.
How big are they?
They're really, really big. It's big. And ah! It's all over my face, Donatello. Okay, so it's we'll post the video on the website so you guys can check out.
Yes, if you've not seen this video. And I'm pretty sure that it is a spoof of a joke that they did for Comic-Con.
But it looks legit. It looks legit.
It looks legit. I mean, they got actors dressed up with the black spot suits on and a big penis flapping around.
Yeah, they have the motion capture.
So, but it, you know, somebody was like sitting back, oh, let's make a joke about this.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure it got played during Comic-Con somewhere.
You think it was?
I'm pretty sure it was, with all the gay people there.
Why would they do that? Well,
it's just publicity, but I mean, yeah, it's like, because now people see it and they're like, oh my God, are they going to have penises on them, really?
I wasn't going to see it until now.
Okay, so, where is that? It's from, it's from The Onion. Oh, that's why it's from The Onion. That's why it, okay, now it is a spoof. It's The Onion. Okay, I just saw this in the article where the source is. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, everything's about comic books.
Comic books and Comic-Con,
Turtles, and Cars Automatic that wants to
drive us around.
How many new additions did you get at your house when he got home? Was there an extra suitcase of stuff with
No, the stuff is still en route.
Oh, it's all okay. Got shipped.
Oh, okay. All right, so.
So, when the UPS ground freight truck pulls up out front. And they start unloading pallets.
As long as it's not COD, I don't care.
Okay.
Okay, so let's move on. Okay, but that's it for the show. But we have a voicemail. It's from David from Chicago.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm from Chicago.
Hey, Dave.
I'm a new listener to your podcast. I think this is the Bear podcast.
Yes, it is.
I was listening to your 6 Day Load episode, and I saw that you guys were talking a little bit about Truvada and prep and things like that.
I just
wanted to talk a little bit to you about how that works. There's a couple different groups on Facebook that have some really HIV prep facts, and it's like a couple of discussion groups or whatever where people are talking about it, people who are taking it and kind of sharing their experiences of being on it. And a lot of people are doing the sort of combo that I was described of having like condoms and also Truvada and sort of trying to protect themselves that way. It does work like sort of the way that you were talking about too, about making sure that you have to take it every day. But if you miss a dose, you can still take it and it'll still build back up in your system.
Yeah,
it is
to
very
continue.
Much the same. It does work.
But if you miss taking it that day, you're at risk.
Like a pregnancy pill does a birth control does where it's going to, you know, it's going to build up in your system and you have to continuously take it. And if you take it, if you miss a dose, it's less effective until it builds back up in your system, and it takes about a week to continuously build up. So anytime they say anything less than 99% or anything like that, they're talking about if you're using it without condoms, if you're not taking it regularly, if you miss a dose. But if you continue to take it, you know, even if you miss a dose and then you get back on the horse and still can take it regularly or whatever, within a couple weeks it'll
build
back
up
in your system and you have enough to protect yourself again. There's a lot of disinformation about it because I think a lot of people are scared, but it's definitely a pretty awesome thing that's out there. And I think that the more people are on it, I think the more sort of normalized it'll become. Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you guys have any other questions or anything like that, feel free to email me. I have a information about it, some other resources I can point you guys to if you guys want to talk about it more. My email is D.
Oh, hold on. I don't want to give out his email to the public.
It's Dave. Keep it up. You guys are real funny and it's a good podcast. So take care. Bye.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
From Chicago.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
And if you would like to call and leave us a voice message like David did.
Well, not yet. I'm going to comment about this.
Oh, you want to comment about this?
Okay. Let's talk about this. Okay. You know, he was talking about, if you missed last week's show, it's entitled The 6 Day Load. there's
definitely get your attention.
You were in Comic-Con. Anyway, so it was about diseases or, you know, are more prevalent right now, even...
Well, in the age group between 13 to 24, HIV has increased by, I don't forget what the percentage was. I can go look real quick, but it like shot way up.
Yeah, it shot
way up. Where overall it's down, but in that age group, that's the largest age group with it now. So.
And along last week's
132%.
Oh, really?
In the age group between 13 and 24 is where most HIV is hitting now.
13,
yeah, 24.
Wow. Starting early. So, yeah, we were talking about that, and then it came up to a point that we talked about Truvada, PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylactics. And you have that, and you have Truvada. You actually take it. It's like a pregnancy pill, but it's for HIV. Or
for people who have it, or people that don't.
People who don't have it. So you take that. So in case that you are in danger, you won't be infected. So they do that. They have that. And I actually got a message from Tommy. He was he commented also that there's also a PEP. Which is a post exposure.
Yeah.
You take right after the
like a morning after pill.
Yeah. The morning after pill.
And that's used in the medical industry a lot.
Post exposure for prophylaxis. Is that what people use?
Well, if you're in the medical industry and you get exposed to blood, they usually automatically give you that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So if you get that PEP also, then the same thing.
Yeah. But see, that's another thing we didn't think about. If you work in the medical field, being on Truvada and just for precaution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So using
especially
Truvada,
if you're in high risk areas like the emergency room, mm-hmm. first responders, mm-hmm. EMTs, where you walk up on all kind of gnarly shit. Yep.
So it's saying that if you're using Truvada and using condoms at the same time, you're pretty much covered. I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So anyway, so thank you, David, from Chicago. Call again next time. Maybe we could give him a call in the. Maybe he knows some people. He has more stories about it. Maybe we'll see. All right, so I guess that's it. Thank you so much for joining us, Tony. That's awesome.
Yeah, Jason, thanks for sitting up with
me. Jason, thank you. There's waving at us. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to call us and leave us a voice message like David, you can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us and leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. Also, catch us on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear.
Donatello's testicles.
Hey, girl, hey.
Well, let the bear say it.
You're saying girl.
I sound butch, really.
I love it when you talk mechanics.